Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your gun-o goes based on the data you had printed LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro,
go.
Fido,
go.
Guide,
go.
Control,
go.
Telcom,
go.
GNC,
go.
Econ,
go.
Surgeon,
go.
Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada.
Mustang, this is Ghost Rider 203. I've got him inbound, bogey heading 270 at 10 miles, 900 knots closure.
Ghost Rider, take Angels 10, left 30.
Are we supposed to have visitors today?
Negative, sir.
And this is Ghost Rider, Paranormal Radio. Yeah, we got some bogeys coming in, and they've been coming in from the other side for quite a while, and I have a interesting deck of cards here. I have a set of tarot cards. I occasionally read tarot. It's been a long time. Picked a card at random, and I pulled out the Seeker. So I think kind of a new little tradition. We'll play around with some tarot, too, while we're doing a few things. But anyway, the Seeker kind of makes sense for this show, doesn't it, to be doing that? So anyway, set number two for tonight. Got the idea in my head that... You know, excuse me, boy, my mom, it's funny, my mom, I went up there to tell her about what happened on the first show, and immediately had a pie shoved in my face, so, and then wanted to tell me, you know, had me tell her all about it. So anyway, she got a big charge out of that, and that was good. And I just realized I left an EVP recording running in the backyard that I kind of meant to take with me, but I walked right past it. So who knows what I'm going to have on that tonight. I'll run back up after the show tonight and go grab that. Or actually, I'll run up and grab it when we take a half-hour break here and load it up and see what we get. So anyway, we're going to be doing some more of the dial-in shows type stuff. And I've got a couple more objects here for a little more interesting stuff with the psychometry. So I've got two objects in front of me, and we're going to select one of those objects. And what kind of pie? My mother makes an amazing cream pie. And here comes the moth again. This moth is flying right in front of my face, and it flies to the atomic clock, and it goes after the... It's just like every time I do it a broadcast, this moth is showing up. So there's something about the Seeker and the moth. And so anyway, it's this banana cream pie. And it was really, really good, guys. It was so decadent. I just loved eating it. And I was thinking of you guys when I was eating it. I really, I was. And so anyway, we've got Anastasia. Kathy is still with us. Yeah, God love Kathy. God, she's a trooper. Yeah, she's a ghost rider with me. She's in there, you know, flying. She's my Rio. We go flying together in the F-14. Dances with the Angels, or Dance with an Angel. I keep wanting to say Dances with the Angels. Dance with an Angel. Okay, got that down right. Dominica Amore. And I'm going to write, you know what, I don't know what Amore means. I know it's Italian, but I don't know. Is there like a regular word? Is it, you know, Dominica Moore? Or it must be, I'm going to have to find out what that means. And then we have guest 4941. Good to see you. You know, you're very official with that name. Ms. Ghost, and then Pamela M. and Paul Edward of the Montador. And I'm told that I'm going to have some people. Kathy's sitting there going, yeah, I know you were thinking of us. Anyway, oh, Karen's back. Good to see you, Karen. And we knew you'd come back. I had that feeling. And Boston Cream Pie is the pie for tonight. The official pie of GRI tonight is Boston Cream Pie. Everybody go out and get some of that tomorrow and have Boston Cream Pie or Banana Cream Pie. And Amore is Italian for love. So, Dominica, love. That's very pretty. I like that. So, that's good. And the pie is to die for. You were right. And I was so decadent. I was eating it. I just wolfed it down and went, you know, had water and pie. And then an EVP outside that I forgot to go grab. So, that is recording away with our spirits on the property. And I have to admit, I was asking them, thanking them for not coming in and interfering too much. Kind of like they've done a few times. They've come in and, you know, kind of messed things around on me a little with things here. But they've been very respectful, and I think what I'll do is, to celebrate their good behavior, we'll do another show, not tonight. This is the last one for tonight, but I'll do a show where we bring in the local spirits and see if they what they want to talk about. So we'll have them on as our special guests and do that. So anyway, and I'm sure they're liking that. They usually stand at the window. And I'm going to get the camera, too, on the next half-hour break and take a picture. I forgot about the camera. And so everybody is getting hungry. Chocolate chip cookies are coming in. Peanut butter. Oh, God, I love peanut butter. Peanut butter and chocolate, you know. And what other things are just really decadent? Cashews. I love cashews, guys. It's just, you know, you put cashews in front of me, it's like, I love cashews. I mean, that stuff is the best, you know. So throw that all together. Throw cashews in with really good ice cream. You know, a banana cream pie, strawberries, and a bottle of wine, and that would be the perfect evening. So anyway, let's see what we got going here. We're going to do a little psychometry to get this show on the road, and we'll also be having the dial-ins. So we'll do the psychometry, and then whoever was going to call in and do a session with us here with their loved ones coming through, the number is 646-478-0377. And, oh, my God, they're still talking about food. Indian fried bread today out of biscuits. Cashews and diet soda. That's something I really think about. It's cashews and diet soda. Homemade banafi pie the Scots way. Aye, lad. Aye, laddie. We're going to have some homemade banafi pie. Arr. Let's see. Mixture of banana and coffee. Yeah, a coffee cake would be good, too. You know? Man, it's evolving into food and spirit. Spirit and food. Pistachio. Killer chestnut dark chocolate pie. Man, we don't even have to talk about spirits. We could just get into food. This is like, you know, I could do a cooking show. Anyway, I get the feeling, too, my tree is so happy that I stood it back up now. We cut a bunch of the limbs off, and I was saying earlier in the show, it was funny to watch my poor little mother, who she is, you know, getting aged, and she's grabbing onto the line and pulling with all her might, and between me hefting the tree up and her, it was a comical sight, but we got that tree to stand back up, and there's lots of wood all over the place. Tried to start the lawnmower today. That was an experience. It was water in the gas line, so it was going, and I mowed the lawn just like that, trying to get the gas out of the line, so eventually it'll all get out of there, or the water out of the line, the gas lines, so it'll... It was an interesting day. But, I'm appropriately tired, but I'm all stoked up to do some of this stuff tonight. So anyway, I have in front of me an object. And this one is not hand-sized. This is not something that would fit in the palm of your hand, although it you use your hands, you use it with your hands to do things. And so I'm looking at this thing. It's just an amazingly beautiful object, and I've just got it sitting here. And it's not something I can just pick up. It's rather large, is all I'll give you. And so while you guys are talking about venison carnitas tacos, I love tacos. Man, I am getting hungry. I mean, you know, my mother makes the best tacos. I mean, she just does an awesome job. She makes these giant tacos. They're like a foot across, and then she stuffs them with cheese and, you know, hamburger and all kinds of things. It's just, oh, God, you just sit there, and she makes two of them, and that's dinner. You know, you just, you know, and then you lay around for 2 hours going, oh, my God, that was so good. Avocados are in there. Oh, my God. You know, the melted cheese, avocados. Sprinkles a little more cheese on. She puts in onions, a little bit of garlic. Oh, yeah, the garlic is everything. We're big garlic people. We grow our own garlic, too. So, you know, we've got a huge patch of garlic here, just 40 feet from me here. Anyway, I've got this object, though. I'm looking at it, and I'm going to try to get you guys to visualize. And this has more of a shape than anything else, and it's a classic shape. And it's not going to be like a geometric shape like you're used to, but it's a shape you all would recognize, and it's been in and out of your lives, your whole lives. It's something you've all seen. And I've got my hand on this, and it's just an amazing thing. And it has a powerful symbology. So what is a Merkabah, Kathy? I've heard the name, but I don't recall right off the bat what a Merkabah is. And Kathy, Anna, I sent you a link on Facebook for Earth 2100. Be right back. Got her into the kitchen. Oh, Denise is going to cook up something. She's going to make food. That's what she's doing. Oh, no. Blah, Pamela's going nuts. Corn tortillas, heirloom, avocado, onion. Yeah, that sounds like the stuff we do. It's not a cylinder. This is a, this has a symbol. This is something that's a symbol. And it has, you say, Pamela says two pyramids entwined with a star like David. You know, that would actually be on this. That's actually an amazingly good guess. This has something like pyramids on it. It has things that are like, I wouldn't call them carvings, but it has these symbols and shapes on it. And you keyed right in on the detail that's in this thing. No, it's not a pentagram. This is not a star tetrahedron, inverted pyramids. This would have something similar to that. You guys are keying in on this very well with the symbols. It has these symbols that are just amazing. And it would have an animal on it, too, if I recall here. I'm looking for this animal. Yeah, there it is. There it is, right in the center. So this thing has these all these things associated with it, and it's just it's a symbol. It's something that is good. It's a symbol for good. So I'm just trying to get you guys to see in your mind's eye what this could be. And it is made of steel. You're exactly right. It's made of. It's not iron, but it is steel. It's made of steel, and finally made steel at that. So, Iron Witch, good to see you. And speaking of iron, so I don't know if that was a guess with the iron, but see, we see Iron Witch, so that kind of. No, it's not a swastika, although the swastika, many people don't realize the swastika was originally a symbol for good, I believe. And then it was perverted when the Nazis went into their realm and did those terrible things all those years ago. But try seeing this in your mind's eye. This is important. This thing is, you guys were keying right in on it. You saw the symbology on it, and it's just an amazing object, this thing. And it's not many people have what I have here. I have a very unusual collection of objects that I've acquired over the years. I just need a castle to put everything in. No, it's good to see you. Yeah. Well, it wouldn't be a... No Buddhism here. This would be more Western. And it has things on it, too. It's decorated. So in Anastasia, oh, we got a big audience going tonight. Boy, the chat room's moving along here. Geo something. All right, I'm going to say this. It has on it some gemstones. So why don't you think about the gemstones and what this thing could be? And I'm going to read off who's in the chat room. Anastasia's here. Kathy's Distant Echoes, Dances with Angels. Denise in Florida, Dominica Amore. Guest 4941, Holly Lynn, good to see you. Iron Witch, hello. Karen, over there, she's GRI down in Phoenix. And let's see, Ms. Ghosts and Mystic Butterfly. Paranormal Guys, Pamela M., Paul Edward Monabore. I'm going to get them. Yasnad went that, rewind the body here. Paul Edward Montador, yes. And then Thundercracker, so good to see all you guys. There is a crown on it. That is exactly very good, Mystic. That's exactly right. There is a crown. But what is this thing? What is it that these gemstones and everything are on? What would it be that, what are the symbols and the powerful message this has in it? Ah, Paul, I'm not going to spit it out. You got to guess. You're Mr. Psychic. You know. Dude, you could like pick, you could you put a little, put some effort into it. Boy, you could pick this up. You guys are just so close. I mean, this thing is just an amazing symbol for good. You've all seen this. It's a gem. It's made of steel, but it's not a chalice. Not a chalice, no. But it's a symbol of great good, and it has a... It's associated with, yes, they are rubies. That is correct. There are one, two, three, it's about 12 rubies on this thing. I've never counted all the rubies on this. And, of course, these are simulated. This is a reproduction is what this is. But it's an amazing object, and it's been through so much with me. No, it doesn't have anything to do with libration. It is shaped like a cross. Very good, Dominica. Yes. So it is not a scepter, but it is shaped like a cross. You guys are closing in. Think real hard. It is holy to some in a particular group, especially in England. I'm low. Yes, it is a sword. But what kind of sword is it? Which sword with a powerful symbol of good, what powerful sword is it that this would be? Yes, Iron Witch, you guys got the sword. But what kind of sword is this? Because I collect swords. This sword is known to all of you. You've seen this sword. No, it's a sword, Denise. No scepter. It's not King Arthur's sword. You've seen this sword. The sword is, yes, it's long. It's about 3 feet long, covered in rubies. It has engravings. And it has the name of its owner engraved on it. No. No, no Excalibur. No Lady in the Lake. What are you doing in England? Mind your own business. Oh, come on, you guys. You're so close. I mean, it's not a broadsword. It is a classic crossed sword. It's a totally decorative piece. Okay, I'm going to give it one more 30 seconds, and then I'll tell you what this is. Somebody's going to guess this. I can feel it because I've got my hand on it, and I'm just... Let's say it was used to kill something in a movie. I spit at you, off of you, and your English knigets. a claymore sword. Well, if you had a claymore sword, the thing would blow up before you even got to swing it. I don't know. How many of you seen Harry Potter? Do you know what sword I have now? King Henry the On, Henry the Ace On, M, Henry the Ace On, M, On, M. Come on, guys. This is so easy. I told you which I've basically given it away. I mean, you it's Harry Potter's sword, but what is that sword? Somebody's got to know. You've got, we are the knights who say me. You said the holy word. I said it again. No, I said it again. Ah, I said it again. It's the sword of Gryffindor. That is exactly right. I have the sword of Gryffindor. I have Godric Gryffindor's sword that Harry Potter used to slay the giant snake creature thing that appeared in that cabin. And it's an amazing, these are collector's items and they're very difficult to get now. I got this, about 7 years ago, and it's just a beautiful piece, and they're a collector item. And I just love reproduction swords. I'm looking to get the Kill Bill swords next. But you guys did pretty good. I led you along the path and guided you, but you were starting to get things on your own. And you all saw the symbols. Quite a few of you saw the symbologies, and it's full of symbols. If you ever get a chance to see a photo of Godric Gryffindor's sword, you'll see a lot of the things that you were talking about. And where does John shop? John is a senior computer scientist with a credit card. Actually, I pay cash for everything, debit card. and online shopping. It's the wave of the future. And so I bought it through the internet, and sure enough, these magic packages show up, and I don't have to go shopping for this stuff. It just finds me. Although I have a few Pakistani swords that are just amazing. I mean, I've got some that have just got amazing detail. One that's called the Sword of Death. This thing is just mean looking. And I actually had to use it once, believe it or not. I had an intruder on the property, and it was the first thing I grabbed. And here I am. I'm, 6'1". I come wailing out of my place with this guy who was harassing. It was a boyfriend of my aunt's who was staying with us. She was trying to get away from him, and he invaded our property. And I came roaring out with this sword, and I was stabbing at the bushes, yelling, you son of a... He ran real hard because I was trying to kill him, and it was I was madder now. I mean, he was messing with my aunt. It was not cool. So, yeah, a 6-foot angry man with a sword is not something to play with. So I'm a little calmer these days, but I'm just as well armed now, so I have many swords. Anyway, it's the law of attraction, John. Magic packages, isn't it wonderful? I mean, a lot of the stuff I have is from Amazon. I mean, where better? I mean, I don't have to go out of my house to shop. I just go online. I bring all this stuff in. All the studio stuff I have right here is all Amazon. Everything I'm looking at came from Amazon. Bring up the holy hand grenade. I warned you, but that rabbit's a... Would you listen to me? Oh, no, it's just a harmless little bunny rabbit. Shut up. Anyway... All right, guys, enough of this comedy stuff. Let's go ahead and do some sessions here. Let's see. We've got, I may extend to 2 hours and just play this again and keep going, but let's see what we can get going. The phone number, 646-478-0377 for those who want to call in. And we'll try some stuff with Debbie real quick, Debbie Caruso, see if she's coming. I think she's been enabling quite a bit. I will answer my calls, yes. Yes, Anastasia, I will answer my calls, and I will do it, and I will be happy. Yes. Oh, Lord, bless this thy hand grenade, that with it thou mayst blow thy enemies to tiny bits in thy mercy. Anastasia is wanting to extend. Okay, so I am watching for the phones to light up here, and we'll get somebody in here. So I'm going to go ahead and start this set. Let's get the... that going, and let me check the EMF meter, and we're riding at a standard 0.1 milligauss, so I don't see any spirit, and I'm moving it a little closer so I can see it easier, but It's fluctuating between, at the place I'm going to put it, it's fluctuating between a 1.1 and 0.2. And if I see anything coming in, I will ask some entities to try to come in close to me here in the house and see if I can get them to do this. So anyway, let's go ahead and get started. I'm just going to ask if Debbie's going to come through. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, Debbie, this is John Almada, and I know Big Circle's working with me through you and with you. Do you have any messages for our folks here in show number 2 tonight? How are you doing on the other side right now? Is everything, are you adjusting well to the other side since you transitioned? Can you do me a favor and try to help with some of the spirits here who are not wanting to move on? Is it possible to get some help with these guys over on the north side of my property? Okay, we ended at 110. Let's turn off the white noise. And, boy, we got a load of people in tonight. So good to see all you guys. I guess I'm the only paranormal show running right now. A lot of them come on and don't stay on it late. And I'm finding it's a nice time just to come out and do this kind of work. And I think the spirits like it, too. So let's go ahead and run the compression. And we'll do a sample. Oh, a nice set here. Actually, I'm going to grab that piece there. It looks a little better. And we'll just grab the first noise sample, and then we can save all time later and just save that piece for later use. And let's go ahead and compress or run the noise removal. And that doesn't look too bad. Let me amplify it about 10 dB. Seems to be doing well at about 10.8, so I'm going to run that. Okay, 12 seconds to about 15. Let's see what we got. Okay, that's a little noisy. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to noise reduce it just a little. But there's definitely some stuff there. They've been always really consistent when we started this Big Circle work. And I've got to get a phone call out to, I haven't been able to get back and with Dad's situation and everything, and get back and talk to Christine, but I need to do some more work with her custom cases she's doing, because she's really good at this stuff, and I've got to get her on. I've been working on her for a while, and I am going to get her on the show. Okay, let's go ahead and run that. Okay, that seems to be, now this will be a little more sing-songy, you guys, so don't be surprised. So let's do the first 2 seconds, 12 to 14. Thank you. You may talk to me. Well, that's very good of you. 12 to 14. Thank you. You may talk to me. You may talk to me. So definitely, excuse me. A nice response there, and that was actually pretty clear. Let's go 14 to 16 seconds. It's saying something about I'm hearing definitely Debbie is something tonight. So I'm not sure what that is saying, but Debbie is, and then there's something like, it starts with an S and then tonight, and I think it's Debbie is singing tonight. So I don't know who I've got right now, but Evidently, it's a big circle person who's maybe standing in, so let's just see what we get. Good morning, world. It's daylight in the UK. That's good to hear, Paul, man, because if it wasn't, there'd be some problems, because things would be going wrong all over the world. Let's hear it for daylight in the UK, dudes. Let's see. Donuts. I ate them. Oh, we're back on food. You know the best donuts in the world are the chocolate sprinkles ones that have the cream-filled interior. I don't know how to make those things, but man, that is like awesome. I mean, when you bite in and there's like a chocolate interior that's kind of like a tube in the middle, and you just bite into that and you just go, oh, God, those are good. So let's do some more food talk while we're doing EVP. I'm going to be like really hungry. I'm going to go looking for an open donut place after this. Okay, here we go. Okay, I played that one. Let me go, 16 to 18. Hey, we'll talk to you, or something like that. Hey, we'll talk to you. Okay. And 18 to just a little after 20. That's where that set ends there. Okay. Hey, John, nice to be here. I like that. Hey, John, nice to be here. I like that. You can actually just feel them there. You know, it's funny. When you do this stuff and you're working with them, it's the most gratifying thing when you get these communications. Hey, now, hey, John, nice to be here, dude. Oh, it's good to have you here too, man. I just wish we could do it more real time here. How are you doing tonight? Well, I'm doing good, guys. You can see I'm on a second roll, so we'll definitely be using Big Circle's amazing capabilities on the other side to talk with us and share with some of the people calling in. We've got I see Dragontown out there, so Dragontown, you know, hang tough. I'm going to get in there and pull you in just a few minutes. We'll just end this set, and then I'll bring you in, and we'll just go forward. So let's go with I did the second question. I'll play that. Here we go. Whoa, I didn't noise reduce that. Whoops. Let me go ahead and repeat the noise removal on that. So we didn't quite get to the end there. There was actually a little more. Uncle John is teasing me. So my Uncle John, Almada, is out there teasing somebody over there. Is teasing me. So Uncle John, he was like he was a rancher and a real tough guy. He actually, he was a cattleman out in, did cattle work out in Napa. They had a huge cattle ranch. Our family used to own those in Napa, California. And the county eventually took over most of the land and, you know, paid the family a lot of money to take that. But Uncle John, he was a little teeny guy, with tougher in nails, and he had a $10,000 bull that they bought for breeding, and they just bought it, and this bull attacked him, and he hit the To give you an idea, this guy had such a punch. He got pinned against a corner, and this bull was trying to gore him to death, and he punched it so hard in the head, trying to get it away, he killed it with one punch. He actually knocked it, and my Uncle Frank was standing there going, Jesus Christ, John, you have to kill the damn bull. So it was a $10,000 set of steaks. And and speaking of food, oh, my God, we've got basic white sauce, Kathy. Oh, no, you guys are going way off. I made a casserole for tomorrow, eggplant, ground lamb, spice. Oh, jeez, you guys are killing me. All right, so let's keep going here. How are you doing on the other side right now? Is everything, are you adjusting well to the other side since you transitioned? Okay, so we're going to take that from 32 seconds right up to 42 seconds. And let's go ahead and run the compressor and then just knock the heck out of this thing. Do a little noise sample because I have to go back and get that. And we'll see how they're doing on the other side. Just checking on how their stuff is going. You know, you got to wonder, do they have, like, what kind of problems do they have on the other side? I mean, is life idyllic or do they have their own challenges there? I'll bet you it's not always ideal, but I'm sure it's a nice place. I mean, okay, here we go. 32 seconds to 34. Let's just run a test before we see if I have to do any more work here. Okay. And they brought up Uncle John again. I did definitely hear that, but I'm going to do a little more noise removal. And this should bring things out a little clearer. And here we go. All right, and I'll amplify that slightly. And 10.4 dB should be good. Yep, I can see some nice waveform here. Okay, it's 32 to 34, and I remember hearing about Uncle John, so. I'm Jason, and I'm with Uncle John. So there's some guy named Jason coming through. He's identifying himself as Jason. 32 to 34 and a half seconds. I'm Jason. I'm with Uncle John. Sorry, guys. I wish I could make it faster with the transcription, but this is definitely a process. Okay, 34 and a half seconds to, and we got some interesting waveforms here coming out. 35, 4.5 to about 37 seconds. Baby, we love to fight. Baby, I wasn't sure I was hearing that, but baby, we love to fight. I'll bet you anything there. What do they have? They have like boxing matches up there? Good Lord. Baby, we love to fight. Yeah, that's pretty clear. Christy got that one. Went into a coma. Shrimp. Oh my God, Pamela's still going on. Shrimp worms, green mango. Oh God, green mango, avocado, fresh basil, homemade Hong Kong chili sauce, rice noodles. Oh my God, you guys. Parrotfish. Do parrotfish actually like repeat back everything they're being told? Or okay, 37 to 40 seconds. Here we go. 37 to 40. take is saying, making Uncle John. Let me play that part. Or actually, it could be Jason Uncle John. And then. I think it's more like making Uncle John alleviate. Making Uncle John alleviate. I think that's what it's saying. Alleviate. So this is 37 to 40, actually. Sorry. 40 seconds on. So this is more of a sentence than anything. So there's more to it. So the remainder of that is 40 to 42. And everybody say hi to me. I think that's what it's saying. Everybody say hi to me. So everybody give Jason or my Uncle John a big hi to me. So give those guys a big mental hello. And thank you all for on the Big Circle side for coming through. You guys are really great. You're doing a great job with us. And, you know, we're kind of carrying this torch for a while until someone else picks it up after we move on to other things. But I think we're going to be doing this for quite a while, and we're having a great time with it. So, oh, my God. And Domenica is saying something about in the attic. And Psy Research, something in the family home. And Psy Research, okay. Maybe I want to talk to you later about that. Okay, 43 to 45. Can you do me a favor and can you do me
oh,
a
that's me.
I wish it was that clear all the time.
Try to help with some of the spirits here who are not wanting to move on. Is it possible to get some help with these guys over on the north side of my property?
Okay, so we got 55 seconds to the end of the recording at 110. So I'm going to compress it. Nice compression. All right, guys, here we go. And we'll bump this along so we can get Dragon Town taken care of. And noise removal. And let's just go with this as is and see what we get. Okay, I'm not liking that. So what I'm going to do is take a sample, and then we'll just clean that up a little bit. And it just did not. Sometimes the noise is in there and I can just almost make out what they're saying, but it needs a clean up. And all right, seems to be some stuff there. So let's take it from the beginning. And 55 to 58 seconds. Okay, what is being said? They obviously went over to check them, and they will. It says they will not come to me. They will not come to me. So they're not. They just don't want to come over. Yeah, I had a feeling about that, guys. I know what you're talking about. I've tried to work with them before, and they just are. They're really confused. So let's try 58 to 1 minute, 1 second. And they kind of step back into talking about Uncle John, and it says, your Uncle John is next to me. So Your Uncle John is next to me. Yeah, Uncle John was a great guy. I really missed him. When I went to his funeral, it was just so poignant. He just died real suddenly. It was an excellent way he went. He was just there, and he was gone. He just he collapsed in his living room, and that was the end of that. And I'm not sure what the cause of death was, but it was very sudden. And he didn't have to wait around or anything. It was just... And you could actually feel him there. I remember that all those years back. It was in the early 90s when he passed. So it's nice to see that he's back and around. A lot of my family are showing up in these shows. He's on the other side with me. The other side with me. Okay. And we're almost at the end, and I can get Dragon on the line here. So 103 to 106. Your Uncle John is decent. Yeah, he was. Uncle John is, and probably still is. He definitely is. Uncle John was always, he'd always go, "You don't say, you don't say." Let's see. Just a really, and a real quiet, yeah. Just a hard worker, and very, very religious, very Catholic, and gave a lot of money to the church there in Napa. Okay, it says someone will talk to them. Someone will talk to them. So what I think they're trying to do is they're going to try to get somebody to go in and deal with these spirits on my property, these two Jeans, and I call them Jeans and Ray. That's kind of what I think of when I deal with them. They are two joker spirits, and they like to make noise. Sometimes I can actually hear them audibly, and they'll say rude things. And other times they'll make growling noises and try to scare me on EVP, and I've gotten to the point I just look at them and go, whatever, you know. So 108 to 110, and we'll be done with this set. And let's play the last part. There seems to be a little something here. This is a shock to me. Is a shock to me. Okay, so we'll read this back real quick. Thank you. You may talk to me. Debbie is singing tonight. Hey, we'll talk to you. Hey, John. Nice to be here. How you doing tonight? Uncle John is teasing me. I'm Jason. I'm with Uncle John. Baby, we love to fight. making Uncle John something eight alleviate is what I heard, but I'm not sure that I heard that right. Everybody say hi to me. So everybody give a big hi. They will not come to me. That was in regards to our spirits here on the property. Your Uncle John is next to me. He's on the other side with me. Your Uncle John is decent. Someone will talk to them. This is a shock to me. So that's interesting. I think my mother is going to enjoy listening to these two family things. So she was pretty close with Uncle John, too, and great guy here. So anyway, let's save this off, and this will be, let's save it as is. This is
Show to Uncle, I'm going to call it the Uncle John clip. So we'll save that, and then let's go ahead and take Dragon while we're doing that. Hello, Dragon, are you with us? And I'll wait for Dragon to pop in. I think it's the click-to-talk thing. So let me see if Dragon's going to pop in. I'll leave that mic on and see if they pop in. And I'll start another session while that's happening. And I don't know how you guys are doing, but this has been a lot of fun tonight. And I just appreciate all the audience coming in. Let's read off while we're waiting for Dragon. Anastasia's here. Kathy's Distant Echoes. Dance with an Angel. Denise in Florida. Dionosis, hey, good to see you, my friend. And let's see, Dominican Amore, Holly Lynn, Iron Witch, Karen Stream, Ms. Ghost, Mystic Butterfly, Paranormal Guys, I'm going to say it again, Paranormal Guys, Pamela M., Paul Edward de Montador, PSI Research, or Psy Research, Quinny tilde API Quinny, and Rodden Creel is with us. So all you guys, it's good to see you. Oh, Lord, there was one loud knock at my... Pamela is saying, oh, Lord, LOL, there was just one loud knock at my door. You know, it's funny, Pamela, the other night I had three knocks. I was talking with my friend, our psychic on the team, Renee Martin, and we were talking about a haunt we were dealing with, and all of a sudden three loud knocks on my door. I got up and went out and looked, and there's no one there. And I could just feel somebody looking at me, so... I know what you're talking about. That stuff happens. And you know what you ought to do? Just for fun, go knock back and then go sit down and listen in on the show and then tell us if you get another knock. I think that would be like a kind of a challenge thing. Okay, you knock, I'll knock back. You know, see if you guys can do it. And say something like that to them. So, you know, I mean, I went out to mine, though. I just said, come on, guys, I'm on the phone. Knock it off, you know. So... Anyway, is Dragontown there with us? Are you there? Or are you just listening in? So if you're just listening in, what I'll do is just put the mic on hold. And I see you out there, but Dragontown 61, you're obviously not going to talk with us. So if anyone else wants to dial in, 646-478-0377. And what we'll do is we'll do another set with Debbie. John's going to hate me one day. Why am I going to hate you? I've never hate you, Quinny. You're like a sweet woman, you know. There's a mean bone in your body. You can't obviously can't hear the mic. Who is this Dragontown 61? I don't know who they are, but this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've taken over the show on this. Send your money to California because we have no money left. Yes. Let's see. Spirits can come in and out as they please. Other things need to be invited. Dragontown, Paul. Oh, is this Paul? Let me try it again. Okay, Paul, if this is you, let's try it again.
Can you hear me?
Hey, Paul. Okay, it finally worked.
That's because I've taken the headset out and I'm using the mic actually on the laptop.
Oh, well, I can hear like there's a kind of a strange noise around you there.
It's probably me shifting around.
Ah, you sound a lot better now.
Right.
Well, hey, my friend.
I'm all right. Are you okay?
Yeah, doing good. You want to do a session?
Yeah, if you want. I've been up to it all night.
Okay, well, let's do the standard deal. We'll do kind of the format we've settled in on is I'll do the five count, and then I'll start in, and then you can do like three questions, and I'll do the start and stop. And then I'll cut the mic and we'll go forward. So I'm going to go ahead and fire up. Are you all set?
I'm ready.
Okay, let's do this thing. We're going in, Pilgrim. We're going in. Okay, here we go. We got some white noise. And I'm going to go ahead and go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, begin. Go ahead, Paul.
Dad, if you're there, give me your code word.
Okay, end and... Make sure, Paul, you don't make any noise because you're coming through on this. Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead. It's going to be interesting on this, but let's go ahead with the second question and begin.
Dad, if you're around, give me some sort of clue as to how I can talk to you.
Okay, end. Okay, let's end it here. All right, third question, and then we'll stop after this one. So go ahead with third question, Paul.
Ripper, if that was you tonight, I'd like a straight answer.
Okay, end. Okay, stop at 145.
Okay.
Cut off the white noise. All right, Paul, let's see if we can get you all fixed up. Now, I'm hearing a lot. Am I still cutting the noise off? Yeah, so I'm still hearing some of the background noise. So let's see about... See, Paul, there's enough feedback coming through the connection to you. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to put you on hold so that I can, isolate. But you'll be able to hear everything, so I'll go ahead and go through, and then
okay.
I'll pull you back. So just stay on the line, and I'll bring you back on, okay?
I've just killed the volume in this a little bit for you.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll have you back on in a few. We'll just go ahead and go through the analysis. Here we go. Okay, so that'll isolate. Some of the feedback, this is kind of a new experience with us, is going to be, some of that will be some of the audio feeding back through, but it could be an interesting thing. Let's just see what we get. There was a few things that popped through, so I'm going to avoid some of this minefield here because there's going to be some stuff coming through. This will be an interesting set. Okay, so this is interesting. Let me go ahead and just take what we got and see what we can make happen. And this will be 10 seconds on through. And by the way, I know I see a 570 area code out there, so I do know you're there. So I'll be pulling you in after this. So let's go with noise removal. And let's go ahead and amplify. Boy, this is going to be tough. There's a section here that... Okay, there is a voice buried down in there. Let's go ahead and play the first question.
Dad, if you're there, give me your code word. Dad, if you're there.
I'm not sure if it's Dad or I heard what I think is that, but I'm going to go ahead and amplify this section because there seemed to be some talking. I don't want to noise pull too much into it there. And yeah, that's a little better. There we go. Whoops. Wrong control. It's just really buried. I'm going to have to noise reduce that because I'm hearing buzz something like that, and it's just a little too much for me to try to sort through. Let me go ahead and pull it down. And let me raise that up a little. There we go. Okay, it's a little better. I can at least get some facsimile of some. Okay. Okay, that sounds interesting, Paul. And I'm going to write this down. I'm getting your pulse. I'm going to write this down. Paul's set 10, 19, 10. And what this is saying is latch on to me, find the light. Now, I don't know if that's your code word, but latch on to me, find the light. That's interesting. I don't think it's your code word, but it does seem to be a response, and it's at 11 to 13 seconds. So then we get some of that feedback. I'm going to turn this down a little because I don't want to blast you guys out with this, but here goes. Okay, now that sounds like Paul moving around, so I'm going to try to see if that is. It could be something as simple as me. This is one of the times you do think that it may be a voice, or it's also possible that it is matrixing. So I'm not going to call it an EVP, but I'm hearing what I believe my brain is saying. This is not Turkey. This is not Turkey. And I don't know what that means, but if it's a family saying, maybe it has some meaning to him. So let's see if we can get 16 to 18 seconds. Okay, I'm going to have to amplify that up a little bit. Here goes. Need people talk to people. Talk to people. Okay, let me see how the chat room's doing. Okay, Iron Witch, I see your PM here. And I will get with you, Iron Witch. Don't have no fear. I will bring you on here. So this we're going to work through this one, and then I'll get you on. And I will extend the show. So we've got 26 minutes remaining. Let's go ahead and 11:33, let's take a brief break with everybody on, and I will extend the show, and we'll be back here shortly. So I'm going to do the Da Vinci thingamajigger, and we'll be right back. Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, guys, and we have extended the show, and I'm going to go ahead and EVP is here, and he's trying to talk to his dad from the looks of it. So let me just check a couple of things here.
Make sure, Paul, you don't make any noise because you're coming through on this.
All right, so I'm going to bring that up a little bit. Now, I was hearing that all through there.
that you heard that noise, and that can't seem to be a feature, and I think it's an artifact of the click-to-talk stuff and it's coming through my mixer board, and the way it is, it's kind of strange. Never heard it before, so I'm going to assume it's an artifact, that it's something I can't really do much about. But what I'm going to do is try to work with this, and I'm going to just try to see what this is and just work with it. So, yeah, it's just really tough. I'm going to try to compress this one piece. I'll have to break through it a piece at a time. I had a feeling this might be the case. I think it's just the way that click-to-talk works. So I'm going to go ahead and just tear into it as best I can. And let's go ahead and noise remove that. Okay, here we go. This is at 25 to 27 seconds. Something like tracing. I don't know what else to say. That's the word I'm hearing is tracing. 25 to 27. That's all I can hear before that artifact comes in that's causing all the problem for me with this analysis on this. So let's just keep going, guys. I'll just keep the pace up and let's just do the best we can. So I'm going to take this, the remainder, because that seems to be that one piece seemed to be what's causing a lot of my issues. So I'm going to I just recompressed this remaining section. Let me see what we can get at 29 to 32 seconds. That artifact may be something else. If I don't... I'm hearing someone talk to me. I'm hearing, at a minimum, I'm hearing talk to me with this strange thing that keeps coming in. Talk to me. And Kathy, I recall you telling me about some of these things that were coming in on actual show EVPs. And, you know, I've never gotten around to actually, you know, I hardly ever listen to my own shows, you know, so it's like I was already there. I don't feel the need to listen to my own stuff, you know. But this is interesting that, you know, you can actually get EVPs this way in this kind of fashion through a whole new way. I just don't know what to make of it. So I'll have to talk with you about this one of these nights when you and I talk. 32 to 34 seconds. Okay. 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 Let's talk. Whatever this is, it sounds like it is an entity trying to come through, and it's using whatever it can in this connection. It's just, I wasn't sure, you know, I was really trying to be skeptical, but it's hard to be skeptical when you're hearing a modulation like that. Now, let's go ahead with the second question. Okay, so Paul's going to do his question.
Dad, if you're around, give me some sort of clue as to how I can talk to you.
Okay, end. Okay, that starts at 54 seconds, and I'm going to take it up. And there's more of these. I can see in the waveforms there's more of these coming up through about 113. So I'm going to do my best with this. Okay, and there's quite a strange artifacts in here, so what I'm going to do is the best I can with it. So I'm going to take and run compression on this, and then do noise removal again. Amplify.
Okay.
like a man talking. This is actual speech. It's maddening as hell. I'm thinking it's saying, it keeps talking about talking to us. So let me try it again. If I didn't know any better, I'd say that it's saying something about Hannah, come talk to me. And that could be way off, but that's what I'm hearing. So I'm just going to go with what I hear. So I don't know if there's anybody named Hannah in Paul's life, but let's see what we get with this next set. 58 to 101. I'm going to have to run processing on this. I'm sorry, guys, because this is just a really tough one. All right, here we go. I'm going to do the best I can. Okay, more of the same. Audrey. And so that's at 1 minute to about 101. Okay, we're closing in on the end of this. I'm just going to focus on these. Instead of putting a lot more effort in these in-betweens, this is so prevalent throughout the whole recording. I'm just going to focus on these big, strange, whatever these noises are. Okay, that one I don't like. I can't even really make anything out there. It's just, if it is Big Circle doing some new experiment, it's not working that well, guys. And it's saying seven here. That's the word seven. And we get a lot of that from Big Circle. It's like, I guess it's their standard deal. Kathy, have you picked up a lot of sevens with, is that how they operate over there on the other side of the Big Circle? I mean, you've done some stuff with them before. I don't want to stop. Or it could be I don't want to talk. It's hard to say. This is really getting esoteric, and I'm kind of on the edge with this, whether or not what we're getting is legit, but I'm doing the best I can. So let's see. What we may do, Paul, is I may do a private reading where I take your questions, and I do that off the air. And then we'll play the results on air. If you're up for that, then we can just have a list of questions and go forward. Let's do 111 to 114. Okay, that was the end of that. That was just me. And it looks like, let's see if this is Paul.
Ripper, if that was you tonight, I'd like a straight answer.
Okay, and. All right, I'm going to try, that goes all the way out to 147, so I'm going to run it. Okay, seems to be a fairly wordy bunch there. Let's just take the ones that seem to be standing out. Last week, and I'm thinking it's saying I was here last week, and that's at 132 to 134. I was here last week. So Paul, I'm going to keep up here, 135 to 137. thinking that that's saying yes, please. 135 to 137. Yes, please. And then it just kind of, I'm not sure what to make of that, so I'm just going to go with it. I'm not sure you're going to get a straight answer, Paul. I'm doing my best there, buddy. Let's do with 139 to 140. Here's another louder one. Can't make out that one. I'm just going to let it go. 142 to 144. Excuse me. With you last week. That seems to be a theme here. With you last week. If I read this right, Paul, your dad is with you. This is your father. I think this is your father. We'll get you on air here in a second, and then we'll go through here. Let's see. Okay, stop at 1:04. Okay, so I'm going to save this session. And this is session 4. Paul. And then I'll get him on, and let's check the Big Circle. I see Mystic Butterfly is asking what Big Circle is. Big Circle, let me get the mic a little closer. I don't have to turn this all up so loud. Big Circle is a bunch of spirits on the other side who are working with us who do this work with IVP. I'm starting to get tired here. Who do EVP on air, excuse me? ITC, intra-transcommunication. Big Circle is basically this group that are dedicated to helping people like us do EVP and talk to the other side and get answers. And so they're just a really neat group, and they do a lot of interesting work on the other side. I'm not sure how the whole thing works yet. I'm just getting introduced to them and learning all about them. So I got a lot of help from both living and folks who are past. So let's. But anyway, let's go ahead and get Paul on. And Paul, are you with me there?
Yes, I'm back.
Okay, I don't know how well this went, but it was a really tough deal. But I'm going to read this back to you. Latch on to me, find the light. This is not Turkey. Need people talk to people. There's something about tracing, and then talk to me. Let's talk. So this is really big about come talk to me. Here's another one that I believe the word Hannah, but I'm having trouble. It was so hard with this one. But talking was a big thing. Like you need to be talking to him. And this is your dad, right? That you were trying to talk to.
Yeah. I mean, I've been told that he's about. So
yeah.
So trying to figure out how to talk to him.
Well, is there someone named Audrey or Hannah?
No, but it might be, will you talk to me?
Okay. Yeah, and again, it was difficult with the with the huge noises coming through. So I've got what I thought was Audrey. I've got this. And Hannah, maybe will you talk to me? There's 7, which I think is the Big Circle reference, so they may be talking about, stepping in to help with this. I don't want to stop talk, and I think it, actually that was one where I said I don't want to talk or I don't want to stop, and I think it was really I don't want to stop. So they're wanting to talk. I was here last week. Then yes, please, and then with you last week. So obviously he is about, and he got his message through, I think.
So if he was there last week, I think he was with you last week.
Well, it could be. I don't know, but if he was here with me last week, he was wanting to get through to you. So, let's just...
The other one, the tracing, I could actually work that one out for you.
What was that?
The tracing.
Oh, that whistling kind of thing?
No, the tracing.
Oh, the tracing.
Yeah. I can work that one out for you quite easily. It was a big... Yeah, it was a big thing I used to do. I used to take album covers. Because I was never good at art. But I could actually take the album cover and trace it perfectly.
Oh, my God. So it was kind of a word that he got through just to...
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. This is really...
The code
this
word...
Is so cool.
the code word is actually Sally Ann.
Sally Ann.
Yeah, as in the Salvation Army.
Well, all I know is I've got... I don't know if Hannah and I got Sally Ann. It's hard to say. Pattern matching in this when you're trying to do it without that dirty of a... And that was really a dirty...
It was a bit rough, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, I'm trying to do it, you know, and... I'll tell you what, if you want to come up with a list of questions, like I was saying earlier,
yeah,
and skip those to me in mail, I'll do a private session with him and see if I can pull him through and then get you your questions back on the tape with that. So if you want to do that, I'd be more than pleased to do it.
Yeah, well, I'll see if I can come up with a few and see what happens, yeah. That'd be interesting.
Well,
yeah.
All right, I'll look for that, and I'll shoot you a mail with this. I just saved it off, so it's all saved and ready to go, so... I'll
cool.
get those
Thanks,
out. I hit the bed, but and thank God it's daylight in the UK because by God it's got to be there. Just
well, it's
going.
It's 10 to 7 in the morning here.
Oh my God! God save the Queen, man.
Thank God, no.
All right,
I'm not a royalist.
Well, it's just damn good to have you here. Then to heck with it.
Yeah, damn good to be here.
All right, man. Well, hey,
right.
I'm gonna move. We got a couple other callers there, but good to have you on, Paul.
Right, I'll catch up with you later, okay?
Okay, buddy. See you later.
Cheers. Bye.
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 And I'm clicking there we go. So he's going to be on there, and let's check the chat room, see how it's going. Let's see, 11:53, and we got 36 minutes. So we're going to speed through. We got two callers. I'll try to limit it down to two questions for each so that way we can get through. So I'm going to go ahead and take the 570 caller. And, boy, I got a big pile of papers to go through and transcribe on this. This is going to be fun, though. I had a great time. 570, you are on the air with Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Hello? Hello, 570? Spock Bones, someone's on the air. We've got to bring him up. Are you there? Iron's calling in. Okay, you know what? It's been weird all night, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put him on, I'm going to close the mic off because Blog Talk's been weirding out, so I have to hit it a couple of times, so I'm going to try it again and see if kicking it again will bring Iron on. Come on. I'm going to unmute. Okay, are you with me, 570?
Hi, John. I'm here.
Okay, gotcha. So, hey, let's see. Whoops, I just hit the wrong page. Okay, there we go. You all set, and you got some questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do the standard five count, and then we're going to do two questions because of the being pressed for time.
Okay.
So, get the two, and I'm going to go ahead and just we'll. I didn't do it with Paul, but I'll have you say your name out loud, and then we'll start the questions, and I'll just do start-stop. So, you know, you've heard me do it. So here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start. And first name and then your question.
My name's Greg. This is for my dad. Dad, are you in the house?
Okay. And? Okay, and next question.
Dad, do you have a message for me?
And?
stop recording at 55 seconds. And I got to tell you, I did hear something with my ears right through the headset, and I was hearing what I thought was some modulation going on. So Greg, we're going to get this for you.
Thank you.
Let's see if that. Let me see what it is. All right, that's at 30. And 15 to 30. So we got 15 seconds. And I got to give Paul a hand, man. That poor guy, he was he had that connection going crazy, and I was like going, oh, my God, I got to clean this up. But he's a trooper, man, and the guy's just awesome. So let's see, and let's get you fixed up, my friend. Okay, and that's still a little... Oh, I see what it is. I've got some... I can make this work. Can I make it work? There's a single click that's messing up my normal... Okay, I just got rid of that. Now I'm going to compress it again. Sometimes the software tries to help you a little too much. Okay, that's looking a little better. It's going to be strange. It's not my normal pattern, but it's close enough that I probably can make this work for you. So let's do... All right, I can work with this. This looks good. Let me boost it just slightly. Take it up about 10 dB. Yeah, I've got 9.6. What the heck? That's close enough for government work. All right. Let's try 16 to 20. Okay, there's just a little too much noise to my liking, so we're going to we'll fix that up. And let's remove all. Okay, yeah, let's go back. All right, that is a voice. And I heard something about like me. Okay, I'm having trouble. I'm hearing like me or something like that, and it's really hard. So I'm going to take the first couple of seconds. Okay, he's saying something like, lady, talk to me. And I'll tell you what, let's see, that's at 16 to 18. And this is Greg's reading. I could write that down. Greg's reading. 10, 18, 10. So lady, talk to me. Then there's something about, I'm hoping it's likes me. You will like me. So 18 to 20, you will like me. That's pretty clear, actually, for all the work we had to do to clean that up. Usually it's really tough to pull that out. Let's go with what I'm hearing. I've learned as I go through this one. I just can't tell. I'll try to get as close as I can. So let's go 22 to 25.
Okay, that seems to be a false set of sentencing. Yes, you hear me talking, is what he's saying to you. Yes, you hear me talking. Is that the case? Greg, you still with me?
Yes. Yes, I'm here.
Are you hearing him talk to you? Are you, like, hearing noises or having dreams with us? What are you doing?
Well, you know, I do hear things in the house all the time.
He is telling you that you hear him talking. You see, he's hanging around. I don't know why he's hanging around so much, but hopefully he's crossed into the light. So let's see what we can find out. We'll go some more here, 24 to 26. And we've got, I'll tell you guys what, let me look at the time here. We got 27 minutes on this show. I'm going to go the extra mile to service everybody tonight. So what I'll do is this. I will take a half at 12. It's 12:02. I'm going to go a little further, and then I'm going to go ahead and schedule a show on a break, and we'll do a third show because there's so much going on here, and we'll continue on. I'll add an extra hour, and we'll just go straight through. So I will see about getting that scheduled for 12:30. So we'll go ahead and finish this just for a second, this part, and then we'll keep going, and I will get you all taken care of. So we will continue this. So let's go ahead. You will have your destiny. Have your destiny. That's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
I get the feeling he was worried about your future. I think he was worried about you. Was he worried about you in some way?
Oh, I would imagine. You know, like a father's always worried about his son. Luckily for me, I got to spend I have a health condition too, so he did worry about me a great deal.
Okay, that seems to kind of be what I'm kind of seeing come through here. Let's try 26 to 28. I will something your questions, and I have a feeling it's I will answer, or I will hear your. That sounds like more of it. I will hear your questions. So he is listening, and let me go to 28 to 30. Won't you please talk to me or something like that. So I'm just going to go with that. Please talk to me. So just keep talking to your dad.
Okay.
So keep talking. He's listening. And I would not be surprised if he would be in your dreams. So tell you what, we're going to take a brief break, 12:05 here. We've got 25 minutes left. I'm going to go ahead and if you just stay on the line, I'm going to take a minute and schedule up the next show and give everybody a tinkle break too while they're at it. So let's go ahead and do that. And this is a nice reading. I'm enjoying this. So
thanks, go
ahead and we will be back here in just a moment, Greg and everybody else. And thank you for staying with us tonight. This has been a fascinating set of shows we're doing. So we're going to play the Da Vinci bumper again, and we'll go ahead and schedule right now. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. Listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio, coming to you from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com. Paranormal Radio, coming to you live on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, looks like I got it scheduled for 12:30. I'm not sure how I'm going to, I've never done this back-to-back before, so I hope that the call will stay through. I may have to bump briefly at, tell you what, I will bump the show at 12:25 and get through Greg's set and then have you guys who are waiting on the line. I see the 570s and the, oh, actually, you got two on here, Greg, that's you. The 314 caller and the other callers, we'll get you in and we'll limit to those callers who are dedicated enough to stay with us. So I'm going the distance on this one, guys, tonight. So definitely having a great time with this, though, and it's a lot of fun. So let's go ahead and continue on with the reading here. And let's see. Let's get back here. Greg, you still with me?
Yes, I am. Thanks, John.
Okay, no problem. And this is actually really nice. I think your dad's just a great guy. I just get this feeling he's just sitting there probably getting a chuckle out of this case. And next question. Here we go.
Dad, do you have a message for me?
And? Okay, that's at 38 seconds. And I let that go on a long time. I was hearing some stuff, Greg, that when that actually happened, I heard some things in the mix there. So I'm thinking he was, okay, coming through now. I'm going to have to back that off, go out a little bit here, do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, jump up and down. Make things happen. Get the signal to come up. There we go. And that's got a little bit of a spike in it, so I'm going to clean that up and then recompress it. And that did that, so I'm going to recompress just a little bit more. Okay, that looks a little better. And let's clean that out. Do the noise removal. And I got the whole select, and then we're going to be almost there. I may have to do one more noise removal after that, but let's just see how we get. Okay, that looks... could stand a little bit of amplification, couldn't it? Okay, and that's going to need some cleaning. Do one more. Sorry about this thing. It's just the way it is. Every one of these is different, which is strange. I've never seen them, any two really work the same when I do this. So it's an art form, guys. It is an art form. Okay, nice modulations here. I've got something 40 to 42 seconds. I don't know if you're hearing that, Greg, but I think it's saying, if the message is what I think it is Jesus is good to me. Yeah, Jesus is good to me. And I'm not sure if you can hear that. Let me play that back for you. I mean, is that what you're hearing?
Can you play it? Can you loop it?
Yeah, I'll loop it. Here we go. Yeah, I mean,
I definitely hear Jesus. I definitely hear that word. The other part of the sentence, it changes modulations, but I hear Jesus.
Yeah, I'm hearing. I've got studio headphones on, and I'm hearing Jesus is good to me.
Wow.
And what I'll have you do is, you know, just like everybody else, when we do this, just send me your through Blog Talk, send me the email there with your email address so I can get you this. And you know, I'll give you the, because I'll save this off before the end of the reading.
Okay.
And that way you can get it and you can hear it for yourself with headphones on. So let's go ahead and go to, 43 to 45 seconds. Here we go. Well, I'm hearing please release. And you know, that's actually saying something about policemen.
Policemen.
Something I'm thinking it's saying about policemen. Was he in police work at all, or?
No.
Okay, there's something with policemen here. Let me play that back again to be sure. I'm hearing he's the policeman.
He's the policeman.
He's the policeman. I don't know what that means, but let's just keep going. It'll all become clear later. He is of the light. Very clear to me. He is of the light. And I think the policeman thing, I'm getting it wrong. I'm just going to be, I can't always get them right. And I think that he's continuing on. Was he pretty religious?
Very religious.
Well, he's coming through then, my friend. This is pretty good stuff. I mean, so Jesus, he's hanging out with Jesus, man.
Wow.
Yeah, he's great. Okay, so 46 to 48. He says, your aunt is with you tonight. Do you know what that means? Huh?
I have a lot of aunts that's passed, so.
Your aunt is with you tonight. I hope we get a name, because we got some names earlier in the show, in one of the other shows here. Let me try this one more time. It's very clear to me. It's your aunt is with you tonight. And let's go with 48 to 50, a little over 51. Let's see what we get. Okay, that's just a little too much for me, so I'm going to have to take it down a little. Thank you. about your niece is Weatherby. I don't know. I don't know if there's a Weatherby or. It's almost like it sounds almost like your niece is Weatherby, and it could be the way I'm hearing it. I'm just going to write it as I hear it.
Okay.
Your niece is Weatherby. I don't know what the heck that is. So I'll just let that go and keep going. Wish you could be here. That was pretty good.
That sounds just like what he would say.
Yeah, 50 to 52. Okay. I think he's enjoying this. It's probably his. He's probably jumping up and down going, I get to talk to them. This is so cool. To me, it sounds like that to me. John and Brad, good to me. Okay, I don't know what that's about, but let's just, again, it's sometimes it's just so nonsensical. And let's get the last little bit here. Okay, that was just, I'm not going to grab that last piece. Let's just grab these two. Peace to you. That was real clear to me.
Yes.
Peace to you. I don't know if that's a family saying or what, but that seems to be what he's saying. Okay, so I'm going to read this back to you in total. Lady, talk to me. You will like me. This is the one I couldn't understand. You, Pearson, or you, something, it could be person. Yes, you hear me talking. You will hear, you will have your destiny. That's it. You will have your destiny. I think he's looking at your future.
Right.
I will hear your questions. Want you please want you to please talk to me. Jesus is good to me. He's the policeman. He is of the light. Your aunt is with you tonight. Something you ca me is Weatherby, which I don't, I'm hearing it all wrong, and I know it's me. I'm not kept connecting the dots. Wish you could be here. John and Brad, good to me. Peace to you.
Wow.
That's pretty good. So I'm going to go ahead and save this all these mods as I did it. So this is session 5, and Greg. Dad, BBPs. So I'm going to save that right now. And we're at 12:19. So what I'm going to do is, well, that's going to, let's just check what we got going on. Wow, we got, for this late at night, we got a big bunch of people out there. So this is going to be great, and we're going to continue on. So, Greg, I mean, this is just a really a pleasure doing this reading, and your dad's just a really nice guy.
Thank you so much, John.
Hey, no problem.
I really appreciate
yeah.
it, and I'm a first-time
yeah.
caller, and I definitely will call back.
Okay, and tell you what, just shoot me a mail in the Blog Talk email, and just with your email address, and I'll just send you this stuff. If not tonight, I might be too tired to do that all tonight. I will get up in the morning, and I'll jump right on this for all you guys, so... but God bless you. I mean, just you got a great dad.
Oh, thank you so much, John. Thank you so much.
Okay. Talk with you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye now. And, boy, what a night it's been. You know, I made up for that show, missing that show last night with a threefer here that we're going to do. Let's see. We're going to go ahead. We're at 12:20. And I am going to pull executive privilege here, and I'm just going to take a short break to look around and say hi to everybody in the studio that's out there looking at me here. Who we got here? Anastasia, and she's such a dedicated lady. Brightening Lights. Kathy is out there, Kathy Distant Echoes, and she's got all these great radio shows, and I just love co-hosting with her on Thursdays, and just a wonderful woman. Denise in Florida, she's a regular out there, and she's a trooper. You know, God bless Florida. Let's see. We got Dionysus. Dude, you're the man. You're just the man. Dominica, Dominica Love, Dominica Morde, guest 5062, guest 6. Six made it. No, six. What happened to the other five? And what happened to the number 7 through 5061? Holly Lynn, good to see you. Iron Witch, you know, which is Greg, who we just talked to. Kel DP, Ms. Ghosts, and Mystic Butterfly. So for this late at night, it's quite the crew. Oh, wait a minute. There's some more here. Paranormal Guys, Pamela M. Paul Ledwood, the Montador. Psychic Medium, Megan, good to see you. And Quinny. Quinny, you're a late, you're a trooper like me, man. And then we have Zerikon. What a name. That's righteous. All right. So anyway, we are going to kind of, I think what I'm going to do is put some music on, and then I'm going to cut out of here and then redial in to get the 1230 show. I cannot talk. 1230 show. Yes, you will like this show. So what I will do is go ahead and we'll break off a little early here, and I'm going to pull up the control board, and it looks like I'm already getting knocked out. So, guys, I'll talk with you here in a short time, and I cannot play any music. It looks like my board is screwed up. Let me try to see if I can nope, I don't have any controls for playback. So I'm going to go ahead and sign it out then. And talk with you guys here. So I'll break out just about now. And can I play any music from? I can't do it. If the board's all messed up, it's messed up. I have no control over this. Actually, I can do it over here. What do you know? I've got some control. I can do it. I'll play a little Ghost Riders, and then we'll just pick it up here just real shortly. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off.